Hi guys, welcome back to Banyo Thoughts, your daily dose of adventure and happiness. This is Gian again. To be honest, I really don't have any idea to what to talk about today. Madaming pwedeng pag-usapan, madaming pwedeng pag-isipan. Pero wala na talaga akong maisip. But I just have to be very consistent with coming out with like a daily podcast and a daily video documentation because nakipag-bet okay, Leia, that I have to do it in 21 days. Not because it's about the bet, but more of because I really want to be consistent. And I think following the advice of Gary Vaynerchuk was really my idol when it comes to persistence and consistency and patience, is that if you're really consistent, you're already winning. I think that's just one of his advice. So consistency is the key. In the PM is the key. Anyway, one of the things that I actually thought of is recently I've been, I've been trying to, like, iniiwasa ko as much as possible sockmed, social media. Kasi nga, wala lang, puro mga, I mean, you have to be updated with the news and all, pero daming kaganapan sa mundo na mahirap rin i-filter. So, kung gusto mo ng peace of mind, medyo siguro limit na lang. So, ako ganun, nilimit ko na lang as much as possible ang mga feeds and stuff. So, but in any case, ang one of the nice things naman that I wanted to give, what I observe from people is dami kong friends, like some of them are interns that used to have in Experience Philippines that are consistently doing well when it comes to selling online. I'm really inspired by many of them. Some of them have started to do yung ube, cheese, pandesal. Some of them started to doing nagbebenta ng bacon. Nagbebenta ng chicharon bulaklak, nagbebenta ng damit, face mask, lahat. I mean, the people that I didn't expect to start doing all of that started doing it as well recently. And I think it's nakatuwa lang because siguro tama sila, no? Pagdating siguro sa pagiging entrepreneur or something like this, I don't know, maybe when you're faced with economic difficulties, dun lumalabas yung survival skills mo or dun lumalabas rin yung parang pagka-business minded ng tao. I mean, natuwa lang ako kasi ako. Gusto ko rin, pero di lang ako magaling magluto. Baka mamaya mamatay pa yung tao na pag kumain pa ng pagkain ko. May mga success rin naman, pero kadalasan okay na ako sa sarili kong pagkain. Ako magsusurvive. Kami dalawa ni Teo. But yun lang, siguro natutuwa lang ako because, and I think nakakatuwa because hindi naman siguro ginusto nila, or of course ginusto nila, pero yung consistency lang nila na pag-post, pag-share, nakakatuwa kahit na one or two or three likes or one or two, three shares. Parang nirealize ko kasi before, sa mga sakit ko before is that, and I think I speaking from experience, because one person that I know made a comment and it really affected me a lot is about, alam mo, tagal-tagal mo na nagpo-post sa Instagram, bakit 2,500 followers ka lang, bakit ang konti ng followers mo ganyan? Siyempre, na-stress ako nga kung bakit ang tagal-tagal na nagpo-post para 2,500 lang, mga ganyan. But this is for Experience Philippines before. So, na-stress ako doon. So, ngayon ginagawa ko parang, sige, kailangan mag-post everyday, kailangan mag-post ng ganito, kailangan madami akong likes, ano kailangan, research ka, how do you get likes, how do you get followers, mga ganyan. Only to realize na it doesn't really matter. I think that's the mahirap isipin naman, mahirap sabihin, pero tagal rin yun, siguro mga 3 years ako nag-iisip ng gano'n na habol ko talaga yung followers, habol ko talaga as madaming mag-like, parang yun ang validation mo na tama yung ginagawa mo or validation mo na okay ka or you're doing the right thing. But siguro that just added stress to my life. I added additional parang step in why I want to do things, and I think it's not healthy siguro. I mean, it's not unhealthy way of looking at social media as well. I think you should use it as a tool to voice out your opinion and your concern and your life and your love. It's like an online journal for you, but it's not really meant to gain followers and then or to gain likes or to gain those things, but it's really meant if we can just one person just helps out, or you get to help out one person, I think that's already a successful thing. When I posted yung the first ever na ginawa ko na video blog about anxiety and depression, I think I got a message from a friend that sana daw I posted that years ago because that could have helped that could have helped in, you know, understanding what the person was going through. And I realized, uy, okay yan ah, na may naka-relate pala kahit papaano. Hindi lang pala siya, tapos may mga iba pa nag-message na timely rin, so sinishare rin sa wall or sa page, sa feed nila. Natuwa lang ako dahil kasi nga, hindi ko naman sinasadya na ganun na sana may, you know, may mag-share or may mag-like. I didn't have that intention. And my intention was really to document my own journey and to document what I think and then share it publicly, because nga, one is I wanted to be consistent and I wanted to have this habit of practicing it every day about, you know, documenting my own journey and my own life so that it can affect, so that the habits I develop here can affect my habits when I start working on my business or my passion projects. So it's just really more for me like a training ground, and I always imagine it like parang the level up game ka. So every time you do something like this, you gain points, and that points equivalent to a level. Once you reach certain number of points, you level up, and I'm quite interested to see how far I can go and how far I can do this thing. And hopefully in the process that I become a better person, I understand more myself. I mean, weird, no? Pero habang tumatanda tayo, parang nagiging existentialist yung mga questions ng natin. Pero I think that's a good thing that we are thinking about that, because at the end of the day, we just have one life to live, no? And I just have to live with that principle that we have to enjoy every minute of it, because we don't really know what's going to happen to us tomorrow, the following day. And right now, when things are a bit of a mess in our country, there's a lot of uncertainties. I just came back from one of my friends, because I really, really support as much as possible yung mga friends who have business. So I went out, I called him and I asked if he's open, because he has a store near his place that they just recently opened. It's a Korean store, and I was asking if he had like gimbap. So, and then he said, "Yeah, we're still open. If you want to order." So I ordered from him, and then when I picked up the goods, nakakatawa yung store niya, parang punong-puno ng plastic. So I guess that's the new normal now. Like everywhere, I see there's so many plastic covers all over the counter, no? And then he was explaining na, yeah, yung katabi ko nga sarado na, yung harap ko sarado na rin. Kailangan lang talagang mag-survive. You know, mahirap na rin. Kasi he just got married recently, and then, tas biglang boom, nangyari yun, no? So, laking bagay for him as well. Tas ang haba na rin ng buhok niya. Long hair na rin siya ngayon. Buti ako hindi na. Napagupit ko na yan. Na pinaayos ko. Actually, pangat talaga ng buhok ko. Pinaayos ko lang talaga sa maintenance sa baba. Natuwa lang talaga. Buti may isang staff dito sa building na marunong manggupit talaga at inayos. Kasi patagal pa talaga yata magbubukas ang mga barbershop or salon. No? Anyway, just wanted to share that, you know, it's really today is really about being consistent. Consistency. Even though we don't feel like it, we don't feel like we want to do something, you just have to show up. and just be there in the moment. You know, this is for some of you don't know, but some people know about what I'm currently doing. It's like I started doing a lot of things that that will train me to be consistent. For example, this podcast, I wanted to do it for the next 21 days. This is going to be episode 9, and I'm really glad I'm actually reached 9 days already. So, meron pa tayo mga, alam pa, 20, hindi, may na ako sa math. 12 more days. So, 12 more days bago umabot yung 21 days na maging habit siya. No? I started doing dance classes. Yep. Sorry, dance classes. So, it's fun. And the goal ko lang naman nun is to be able to exercise and to be able to move and to be able to groove. For another one is I started going back to music. For people who don't know, aside from my family who's very good at cooking, they're extremely talented as well when it comes to entertainment. I think I grew up in that kind of family who are gifted in all forms and levels. So, leon, hindi ako. So, for those who don't know, nanalo rin naman ako ng, when I was younger, when my lola was still alive, we used to have contests at home. And yung pinakamalakas na palakpak niya at tawa niya, usually nagkakaroon ka ng 100 pesos. So, 200 pesos. So, tuwan-tuwa na ako doon. So, nanalo ako sa, hindi ako nanalo talaga. Magagaling talaga yung mga kamag-anak ko. Pero nakakuha naman ako ng 100 pesos sa kanya. Pero, nanalo ako sa isang contest. Third place, singing contest. But I forgot about that. No, I decided not to. Para sa akin kasi irrelevant. Sinabi kasi sa akin, hindi kaya yaman sa pagiging artiste. So hindi ko na tinuloy din yun. My family is very traditional as well, so it's really about business. But now I realize, those are the things that I used to love before. Entertainment, arts, acting, used to be in theater. So then, siguro parang naipag-iwanan ko lang yung bagay na yun. Weird. Actually, na-realize ko nga na may energy kapag nagkinagawa mo yun. So, ayaw ko kung ganun kayo, but siguro that's, parang feeling ko pag you do something parang yung advice sa akin before was like that. So, parang na-retain sa memory ko yun, no? Kaya hindi ko talaga pinilit, hindi ko ginawa. But that's what makes me happy. So, anyway, there's like a whole series in my Banyo Thoughts Facebook page about happiness. So, I think those are the little things that make me happy. So, I started doing that. So, anyway, this is just like a random conversation with those whoever's going to watch this. Don't give up. You know, focus on consistency. Whatever you're currently doing, if you're baking, if you're selling something, you're doing whatever productive, you're making good use of your time. Just remember, if it's hard, just show up. If you promise yourself at every certain time that you have to do this, just be there. It pays off in the long run. I'm not saying I'm an experienced guy for that. I mean, I'm saying that I'm a good example. I'm the worst example for that, no. But it's just, it feels good that you did something, that you didn't feel guilty. You know, Miss Susie, she gave me a practice that I have to do every day, which is basically, it's called examen. I think I mentioned it in the previous and podcast, where you talk to God about your day, and you go through everything. And that's what I've been doing every day. I'm trying to go through the things that I did well, I didn't do well, I could have done better. And then it's a conversational kind of thing. And siguro na-realize ko lang na masaya yung pakiramdam when you finish something, when you actually finished it, when you actually did it. But I also feel like, oh shit, hindi ko nagawa, hindi ako consistent on this bike. Parang nung pa-pile up na yung kailangan kong gawin for other items na hindi ko binibigyan ng same amount of, you know, concentration as I would do for other things that I like. So, yun lang, I guess it's really, again, going back to consistency is the key. It's okay if you don't make it, just think of it every day, day to day, one by one, finish it. So, yun lang, I just wanted to share that. So PM is not the key, but consistency is the key. So yun lang, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It gave you a bit of inspiration. Don't worry, you're doing well. And I think it's whatever thing that you're currently feeling, experiencing, or you're undergoing, just take a deep breath, take it day by day, you know. And then just go through the things that you really enjoy and that you'd be very thankful for, and things will start changing. I promise you that. All right, that's all for today. Thank you very much, and have a great week ahead. See you guys. Bye-bye.